Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Midwest Outdoors. Hi, everybody. I'm Fred Ramsey. In the studio with us is my co-host. Let's see, his name would be Mark See Here Tobin.
What is the See Here? That's not the first time that you have said that.
I just think it rhymes good. That's all. And my good friend Boyd Metz is in here, and we're going to talk some guns, and some bullets, and we're going to have a great radio show. Mark, have you been fishing this week?
I have.
Oh, good.
And, the fishing is still good. Things are changing a little bit. I mean, can you believe the weather this past week has just been crazy. Summer is completely gone now, and we finally got this cool weather coming in. Trees are starting to change color. Good gosh, I love this time of year. There's just not a better time of year. But, you know, water's cooling down now. But we got so much rain. And the Kansas Lakes, they took it on the chin with this rain.
Yeah, sure
except
did.
For Clinton. For some reason, Clinton has not changed.
They don't live right out there.
They are living right. They didn't get the muddy water that came in. So if you're wanting to fish somewhere on the Kansas side, probably better go to Clinton. Now, as far as Lake of the Ozarks and Truman, it took about 3 days for the water here in Kansas City to get to Truman, and it got there. And it's coming up right now about a foot a day. It's only 2 foot high, but, you know, right now it's about a foot a day. So if you're headed down to Truman to go fishing, just be forewarned that the Upper Osage and the Upper Grand are extremely muddy.
Are they going to open up the wickets and let it through, you think?
Well, they have to, but I don't know. There's some flooding downstream, so I don't know if they're going to be releasing very much.
Is the Lake the Ozarks way up too?
No, it's 2.5 foot low. It's
well, then Truman will just dump, won't they?
Well, they should. But, you know, the Ozarks can hold some water. So they're running a little bit of water, but that will bode well because they're going to have to start running the water down there. And that'll bode well for the fishing down below the dam. Right now, it's just been pretty inconsistent.
Yeah.
But they're going to have some water that they're going to have to get rid of. So whenever they run water consistently down there below the dam, that's good. That's a place to be.
Truman, below the dam about Monday, you call the boss and say, I'm so sick, I can't make it again today. And so you go down there, and you're probably going to have a hybrid bite, I would assume.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the white bass I talked to Steve Blake, he's a guide out of Stara Creek, and I talked to Richard Bowling. They're
strange,
both
strange
low-life characters, serious, you know.
Honoring.
My friends in low places.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
But Steve is just hammering the white bass and a few hybrids along with him. But that's just going to keep getting better and better with the water that they're going to be drawn. But he's catching up to 150 fish a day right now. So, folks, if you want to go have some fun, the next month should just be off the charts. And he predicted it was going to be this way. Summer, you know, it was just so hot and dry and no water movement in Truman. And those fish just kind of scattered everywhere. And there was tons of them. I mean, there were days when you would have wind and the fish, they would come up and surface. And he was seeing areas a mile long, white bass surfacing. But then they'd be gone the next day. You wouldn't think that big a bunch of fish, you could lose them, but that's what was going on. But he knew that once fall got here and they start moving up against windy banks, which is what they're doing right now, that it was going to be lights out, and it is lights out. So I'm going to give Steve's number out. If you would like to book a trip with Steve, it's Steve Blake, 660-525-0692. And like I said, for the next week, it should be just lights out. And it's just, if you're not really an expert fisherman, and this is the time to get out there and do this. These fish are up in a foot of water, 1 to 2 foot of water. So it doesn't take any, you know, all you got to do is just know how to cast, and you're going to catch fish, and you're just going to have the time of your life. They fight great, and you'll get a bonus hybrid every now and then when you're fishing for these whites. But Richard Bowling, he's both of these guys are great. I bug him every Friday. I get a fishing report from him, and they're just very open with information, and they don't care if anybody calls them to book a trip. They just do it to help people out,
sure,
giving information. And Richard is great. He specializes more in catfish and crappie, and the catfish are just going, with this water coming into Truman, the catfish are just going out of style right now. I mean, they're just biting like mad. But Richard, he's got Frank White, formerly of the Kansas City Royals.
Great guy.
He books trips with him in the spring and in the fall. But every fall, he books a trip with him to go white bass fishing. And I think they're going to go either next week or the week after. But so Richard likes to to white bass fish as well, but he's really ate up with the crappie and the catfish. So we'll get both of their numbers on the website. Our Facebook page, Facebook page is Midwest Outdoors Sports Radio 810 WHB. And make sure to get up, and we've got some hysterical videos up there.
Yeah, there's some good stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
I looked at it yesterday, and I don't look at it, so I did look at it yesterday.
Greg Thompson.
There's some good stuff on there.
He's great. My son, Garrett, they post a lot of stuff up there. So go, if you haven't looked at it lately, go check it out.
Thompson's still alive?
He is, yeah, alive and kicking.
I give him up for Lent.
He's keeping out. He booked a trip with Richard Bowling. He's going to go with him, I think, here in a couple of weeks.
First liar doesn't stand a chance.
Isn't that true?
Oh, my goodness. That I'd love just to be sitting there and listen to that conversation.
In a couple of weeks, I've got my annual, this will be my sixth annual family and friends fishing tournament. And we have so much fun doing this, Fred. And let me encourage anybody out there that likes to do a tournament. You ought to organize something like this. What we do is a multi-species tournament. And we get points. We turn in a limit of crappie, a limit of white bass slash hybrids. And we have 5 points awarded per fish on the crappie and the white bass. And then an extra 5 points for the big fish on crappie or each species. Then we have bonus points for walleye. And bonus points for largemouth bass. And then catfish, we do a point per pound. So catfish are very important in our tournaments. But it's so much fun because we're doing multi-species. It forces you to do things that you normally wouldn't do. And we just have absolutely the time of our life. We've got 25 of us now that fish this. And it's just the highlight of our year. So much fun. But doing the multi-species thing just makes it more interesting.
Am I invited to this?
Absolutely.
Or self-invite?
Well,
I didn't get anything in the mail. You don't want me around, do you?
Well,
I can understand
that'll tip the odds way in our favor if you're there.
I can understand. You don't want to be seen in public with me. Is that what it is? Is that what's going
on? No, not at all.
Very upset with you.
No, you're usually busy hunting or doing.
I'm upset. Boyd's in the studio with him. I'm upset with him this morning, too. So we're going to have to straighten that out a little bit.
What could Boyd have possibly
done? Oh,
he's salt of the earth.
He's got this gun. And, I mean, it's not a gun. It's a work of art. I mean, it's the most beautiful thing I've seen in 26 years. And he's going to take it pheasant hunting. I mean, he's going to scratch it. He's going to bruise it. He's going to—I guarantee you, before—and if it's snowing or raining, he's going to stumble out. He says he isn't going to, but I guarantee he will because he likes shooting it.
He's got this look on his face like, yeah, guilty as charged.
Did you see the picture of it yet?
No.
We'll get you a picture of this thing. It's not a gun. It's a Rembrandt.
Uh-oh.
And he's going to take it out in the field.
Fred takes his Rembrandts and puts them in a box and hides them in the basement.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, this is where that gun ought to be.
Oh, come on.
Don't be taken out in public. I mean, don't scratch it.
Well, I hope not. That's not the plan, Fred.
Well, you will if you go feel with it.
Well, I know, but they're built to use.
I understand. Not this one.
Oh, gosh.
You got a lot of guns you can use. You don't need to use this one.
Well, I'm going to try it, weather permitting. Unlike what you said about rain and snow, no, it'll stay in the car. But weather permitting, it's going to go out under trowel in South Dakota in about 10 days.
Have you heard anything on the populations up there?
They say the population's up. I spoke with my friend up there that has a nice property in the middle of the state over around Murdo. And last year was terrible. A lot of hens last year, but no cockbirds. And he said the male population is up considerably this year. The Fish and Game Commission reported the same thing. So the only thing I'm hoping for is not 2 feet of snow.
Yeah.
Even though it makes good hunting, it's tough for an old man to trek through that.
Well, you're getting a little long in a tooth, Boyd. You think you can still hit one or not?
Well, I hope so. That's what I'm going to find out. I'm going to try that 28 gauge.
Don't do that.
That little gun.
Don't
I'm going to be
do
sporting
that.
About
you,
it.
But. You just did this to upset me, and it's going to bother me for a week now.
Oh boy, he's really sensitive, Mark. I'll tell you. In his twilight years, he's
well.
Very
when we go to this break, and you look at this picture, Mark, I think will agree with me. Don't hunt with it. Don't take it outdoors. Don't do nothing but admire it. Put it on the wall and admire it.
Well, I suppose that's all right, but. I'm going to do it, Fred, and I'll take, you've seen the before pictures, so I'll make sure you see the after picture to know that it survived.
Where'd you get this?
Came from, it's a Caesar Greenie, and came from a friend of mine that's worked for the company for years. And they obviously selected some awfully nice wood.
Obviously.
And
I've never seen a, that's English walnut too.
Yeah.
I've never seen a prettier piece of English walnut in my life. Yeah.
Guns made, it's Italian made.
Uh-huh.
And they're great craftsmen. But it is an exceptional piece of wood, I will admit. And the four ends, it's a three-barrel set, 20-gauge, 28-gauge, and 410 barrels for it, all interchangeable. And each has its individual fore-end because of the size variation. And the wood in the fore-ends are just as nice as the buttstock.
I'm real jealous.
Yeah, that's what it
what
is.
What would you take for that gun?
For you, Fred.
Uh-oh. So that's a deal I got for you, huh?
For you, Fred, maybe we can work out a deal. You know, if you treat me nice, considering the fact that I've known you almost half my life, I have to redo my trust and my will.
Yeah.
So just continue to treat me nice, and maybe we can include you.
But you're looking at me straight now. You really are going to hunt with this guy.
I am going to hunt with it, so help me, Fred.
I want to see a picture of your field with this gun.
Well, of course. That and a couple of birds, hopefully.
Yeah, well, you can't hit them. But you're going to have fun shooting at them anyway.
Oh, yeah.
In the deal.
Yeah.
But you don't do this.
Well, it's
Please don't do this.
It's like Mark. I would imagine that he has some really expensive fishing rods and reels.
Yep.
And a friend of mine used to be involved in importing them, Hardy reels.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Real
high dollar.
Real
high dollar,
high dollar collector's item. I'll bet you if you have one, you fish with it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's what it's for, right?
Well,
nah, he's got a good point there,
Fred.
You guys'
priorities.
He's got a good point there.
You guys are your priorities are all messed up.
No.
Yeah.
These are not, you're treating it like it's a rented mule. I mean, this thing is a Mona Lisa. You don't take the Mona Lisa out in the rain. I guarantee you. You just don't do it. You know,
there
you guys,
he goes again. Remember, I told you, no rain.
It don't make any difference. Don't take it to field, then. Let's
well,
go there.
But light of day brings out the true beauty, Fred. I guess you wouldn't understand that, getting me up in the middle of the night.
Yeah, right.
I can't believe I got you up in the middle of the night.
I can't believe it either.
Twice. It's Tom's fault.
Well, I guess
it's Tom's fault.
Yeah. Yeah.
Today is the day that you are going to, Mark Tobin is going to Reed Chevrolet to buy a brand new Silverado.
It wasn't today. It's maybe next week.
Yeah.
I am getting close to having to do that, though.
Well,
my poor old excursion. I've got
$15,000 rebates.
Oh, gosh.
It'd be a good time for you.
Yeah.
Closing out the 18s, the 19s are starting to hit the ground.
Dead. Well, and I know just from personal experience, my son, Mark Jr., he did buy a vehicle from Reed Chevrolet, and I was there with him. And it just was such a pleasant experience.
Isn't it fun?
I mean, and the whole thing revolves around the salespeople not being non-commissioned sales staff. And I'm telling you, it just makes all the difference in the world. There is absolutely no pressure on them to make a sale, so they don't put any pressure on you.
Yeah.
So just what a refreshing, fun way to buy a car.
You know, you walk out of there feeling like family.
Yeah.
And,
absolutely.
And it's just a wonderful experience. And they got such an inventory. And if you're looking for used them, they've got a lot of those because they get so many trades. One day they sold 22.
Wow.
You know, in St. Joe, Missouri. Now, come on.
Yeah, and they sell more vehicles than anybody in the Midwest.
I wonder why people drive from Des Moines and Lincoln and Omaha to Reed Chevrolet. It's
more than just price.
Yeah.
I mean, because they will save you money.
Word of mouth. You know, they get treated right. So what a great bunch of humans. And I kind of look forward. Me and Trevor are going to get together and do a little duck hunting this fall. I'm going to show him how to shoot. I was going to take Boyd, but he'll show up with that gun just to aggravate me, and it'll upset me for the rest of the day. And he's actually going to do this, too. He's going to take that gun to South Dakota. I can't put it behind me. It'll be about a week to 10 days. I will wake up in the middle of the night about that gun. I guarantee you I will.
You need a drink of coffee, Fred. Settle down.
I need something stronger than that.
And, you know, I thought I'd make you happy showing you the gun.
Well, it's upset me. It's very upsetting.
You need to move on, Fred.
I can't. I can't go buy this. You know, it's just really upsetting. Go to Reed Chevrolet and buy a Silverado pickup today. You deserve one. You're listening to the Midwest Outdoors. We got to take a little break. We'll be right back with you. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Midwest Outdoors. I'm staring at my text I've been getting. I got one from Jeff Martinez, and they're fishing a tournament today, I believe, out of the Kaw River, where it goes into Missouri today. There's probably going to be a house float by them
while they're
out there fishing.
I wouldn't think this is going to be the best weekend to go out there and be fishing.
It's going to be tough.
I would think. Boy, there's going to be a lot of current, a lot of water rolling down through there, debris.
I wonder if you could weigh in a dead cow. You know, there'll be surely one come down the river, you know. Yeah, unbelievable. I don't know. I'm from Missouri. I think I'd cancel that one on the deal.
You know, if you're stuck at home this weekend, there are some things that you can do. And we're going to talk to Joe Falco at the bottom of the hour. He's down at Lacine, and they've got a kayak bass fishing tournament that they're doing down there. But he's also going to offer demonstrations and let people ride their kayaks. But we'll talk to him about that. But also, the Missouri River Valley chapter of Delta Waterfowl is having their second annual banquet today over at the Stony Creek Hotel over by Bass Pro Shop.
Cool.
And there's still some tickets available. You can get on their website and get more information about it. But I think it starts around 7 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock this afternoon it starts. And they've got supposedly all kinds of stuff to give away. So if you are so inclined, get out there and get some free stuff and have a good time, hopefully they'll raise some money for a great organization, which is Delta Waterfowl.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it on the deal. I've got Boyd Metz in here. We're going to talk about HSM ammunition, and I got a kind of an announcement to make here on the air, but I'm mad at him. I don't know if we'll do this or not.
I did get to see that. That's a 28-gauge.
It's a three-barrel set. It's 20, 28, and 410, interchangeable barrels.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that is just a absolutely gorgeous gun. I see what you're talking about. The wood stuck on that gun.
You understand what I'm talking about now by looking at
it. And all
picture.
The engraving on it. It's a gorgeous.
What if
that's
he stumbles
one of the prettiest
going across the fence in South Dakota or something? I mean, that kind of gun does not go afield.
That is truly one of the prettiest guns
you
I've
frame
ever seen.
It. You put it on the wall.
He's having a tough time with this, Mark. I think we're going to have to medicate him.
Surely you won't do this.
I will. And I'm going to send pictures to you. I want you to. And if I get a little scratch on it, I'll kind of enlarge it and show you the
there's
scratch.
There's two kinds
and say
of
you
guns.
Were right.
Boy, there's two kinds of guns. Ones that you admire, it's a work of art, and there's ones you hunt with. There's two kinds of guns. You gotta put that in right perspective. This gun is a piece of art.
It is, for sure. Yeah, there's no doubt.
It is.
And it's going afield with me.
Yeah, I don't know. You think we ought to cancel this deal? It's about as mad as I've been for a long, long time.
Boy, you're really sensitive, Fred. I'm trust me, I'll have a plastic stock gun with me if the weather's bad, and I won't take the little gun out of the case.
At least do that for me.
Yeah.
Are you upset, Mark?
No.
You're not mad?
I don't blame him.
This is the maddest I've ever been.
Mark,
that was a good analogy.
Hardy reel.
Yeah, right.
Which is a rare collector's item anymore.
This is the maddest I've ever been.
Oh. Wow.
What better way
remember
to
admire remember the old Groucho Marx in your team? Yeah. Say, get mad, and he goes... He said, get mad, and he goes...
I don't know, Mark. He's hyperventilating.
Yeah. You
know, do we have one of those shock collars or whatever it is?
That's
that
what we
this
need.
Is not making my day. Did you do? Did you guys set this up?
Yeah.
Did you guys? You know I'm pretty sensitive about this.
Well, I know you're a sensitive person.
Yeah. I'm kind, caring, considerate, human.
Well, I don't know if I'd go that far, Fred.
No.
And talking about guns, I've got in my hand the other day a Greener shotgun.
Oh, gosh.
And tried everything conceivable to buy it from this gentleman. And if I don't get it bought from him, I'm not going to call him gentleman anymore. But, you know, you think about, and this is what gets me. You know, you think about the history of these guns and the tooling and the dedication and how many they made that you didn't get to see because they weren't perfect, you know. So that's where I'm at. You know, as you get older, you appreciate this stuff a little bit better, you know. And a gun like that is so, it's orgasmic. It's, you want a moment alone with it. I mean, it's that kind of a gun.
Well,
I'm not so sure about that.
I was going to say, I guess you have a different view of it.
No.
I have a Cogswell in
You know what I would do if I was alone with a gun, don't you?
I have a Cogswell in Harrison. It's an English gun. A friend of mine in Ireland bought the company's name and the records and everything. And it's a little 20-gauge side-by-side. Not quite as pretty as this one that you're having a fit about,
this one.
But a really nice little gun. And he has a unique situation. He has all the company records going back.
Oh, wow.
And it's one of the oldest companies in the world. Not quite as old as Beretta, but old. And for a fee, he'll send you a certificate with the history of the gun, when it was made, the dimensions of the gun, and who it was shipped to.
Yeah.
So these things, I must agree with you, are true works of art.
They sure are.
They are.
We had Ted on here 3 or 4 weeks ago, and we got talking about Wesley Richards shotguns.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know, it's not a gun. It's a work of art. And to me, I don't know where you put the price on them at. You know, that's what I look at. If I was a very wealthy human, if I was in the lawn business like Tobin and had a lot of money, then I would buy everything come down the pike. And that Wesley Richards shotguns, when you, there's another gun that you want a moment alone with.
Well, Fox, the Fox shotgun.
Yeah.
You know, just like you said, works of art. A lot of craftsmanship involved in the building of these guns.
Yeah.
If you look at them and you look at them close and you see the internal workings on some of the ones where the base plate comes off them and everything's machined, all the slotted screws, the slots are facing the same direction.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, they're works of art, as you said.
Yeah, you take a Wesley Richards side plate off of it, you just sit there with your mouth open. Because everything lines up, everything is perfect. It's like a jeweled watch on the inside. There's so much more to it on the thing. And you didn't have the machinery. You didn't have the CMC. You didn't, you know, these guys
hand built
every cog, nut, bolt, screw. Screws. Built the screws for it, you know. And you finally just realize as you get older, you go, wow, this is special.
Shotguns in particular and watches, true works of art. I was in a plant in Switzerland, IWC, I think it is, International Watch Comp, and watched these people work with these magnifying glasses building watches. And I walked out of there with just an unbelievable respect. It's certainly not a Timex. And every piece in those things is hand-built, hand-fitted, and it's just amazing. And the shotguns are the same way.
Yeah. I just found out the other day, I had lunch with Gary Days. At the Four C Diner, we should have been at Great Tenderloin. Moves that big around. But anyway, I was sitting there with him, and he'd been out in Cody to the Winchester Museum. Have you guys ever done this?
Yeah, I've been there.
Jeremiah Johnson's gun inside the door.
Is that right?
It's magnificent. Go there and spend a couple of days at the museum. Ruger, in particular, has a lot of their guns have been donated for display there. But if you're a Western aficionado, Remington's artwork, the various gun companies and the various old collections of guns, it is just absolutely unbelievable.
It's on my bucket list, and I've driven by it umpteen times but never stopped.
Well,
and it's top priority with me right now.
You should leave Mark and I now, get in your car and drive out there.
I'm afraid I'd scratch it.
I'm just sorry I ruined your morning, Fred.
You have. I'm very upset now. I mean, my blood pressure's up. I'm shaking. You know, I'm distraught. Is that a terminology I could use here?
Yeah, that's
distraught.
Is this over my shotgun, or is this residual from last evening?
Both.
Oh,
but,
okay.
You know, Jesus whiz. And it all started with improper potty training when I was a baby, but we don't want to go there, you know, on this deal. You remember the late, great Marshall Safer used to be the psychiatrist here and there and all this stuff? He could fix me up, but he's gone too. So
I remember a lady called in one day saying that her husband would diddle with the farm animals. Now, how do you answer a question like that?
There's something wrong with that? Oops.
Well, we're on a slippery slope here, guys. I'll tell you this
Tobin guy comes in here and co-hosts with me. And we got these great little radio shows, and they're kind of going down the highway, and everything's fine. And all of a sudden, I'll look up, and we're off in a ditch. And he'll take us in the direction you go, Mark.
I guess that's why he needs a new truck. He's got it in the ditch.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Boy, Trevin's going to like you today. I hope it's a gross of the month. I hope he skins you like a yo-yo. Hey, we are brought to you by Highway Trailer Sales, my good friend Terry Lee. I just love this guy. And the more I'm around a lot of my farming friends that pulling those 18-wheelers and grain trucks, the more I hear good things about him. He is located at 1850 Southern Road. He got 10 bays up there. If you have a problem, that's wet, you can't get in the field, you probably got a broken spring, you probably got taillights ain't working, you got a bearing going out, or you got, you know, just went inspected. Go by and see this fantastic guy. It's Highway Trailer Sales. It's sales, service, and parts, 1850 Southern Road. And I'm going to do what I'm going to do here. I'm going to give you his personal cell phone number because he's that kind of guy. It's an 816 area code, 769-3658, because he don't care. He wants to help you out. For you guys, got to get back in the field because it's going to cramp you up this year with the harvest. This is the guy you need to know and have him in your pocket. He's a great guy. You're going to love him. He's a straight shooter. Can't say enough good thing about him. Highway Trailer Sales, again, his mobile number is 816-769-3658 at 1850 Southern Road, just west of Worlds of Fun off 435. You're listening to the Midwest Outdoors. We come back, we're going to have Joe Falco for a minute. We got a big announcement to do with HSM here in just a second. We'll be right back with you. I'm going to slam King State Lumber in here, then we'll go to Joe, and then we'll go to Boyd, and then we'll go home and eat donuts.
Well, you're on. Go ahead.
Oh, my. I don't know what happened to me there. I went blank here again.
A brain fart.
Is that what
you
they
just
call
got
it?
That gun on your mind.
I'm upset. You can tell I'm upset.
Well, you're all ready to go, though. You have your gloves on.
I got my gloves on now. Yeah. Man, I just can't put that behind me. King City Lumber is our sponsor. They're the greatest humans to walk upright. They're the master carpenters. They build the best garages, sheds, outbuildings, anything you want, you can conceive in your brain. They can build it. They use first-rate lumber. There's nobody like these guys. Go to their website, kingcitylumber.com. You're going to love these humans. I spent 20 minutes on their website, 30 minutes on their website. And if you got something in your brain you want to design, they'll help you. The Tunks family are the finest people you'll ever do business with, and I mean this, too. KingCityLumber.com, 660-535-4337, 660-535-4337. And we got Joe Falco. What's that?
Can they build an ark after all the rain?
They can build an ark. Those guys could build anything.
Good.
This is our good friend Joe on here.
Joe Falco, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'm great, except you're better. You're at Lacine getting ready to, I guess you're hosting a bass fishing tournament today, a kayak bass fishing tournament. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. And you're
so. Uh-oh.
Yeah, we got
it. Joe, you're cutting out on me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
how about now?
Put him on hold. Yeah, they're basically got a kayak bass tournament going on, Mark. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, at Lacine. I need to find out where he is at because he's going to be there till 3 o'clock this afternoon. And if anybody out there would like to go down to Lacine and test ride a kayak, a fishing kayak, see what it's all about, go down there. And Joe's going to be – he's got some down there that you can take for a test ride.
They've come a long way fast, baby.
Okay. Joe?
Yeah. Are you back, Joe? Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, that's better. Okay. Yeah, you're cutting out on me a little bit. So, again, explain what's going on down there at Lacine.
Okay. Well, we're having our first bass tournament, you know, in kayaks. As you know, Mark, I got into the business about 2 months ago, so I wanted to get one of these tournaments out and see what it's all about.
Cool.
And we have about 15 anglers down here for this first one.
Wow, that's
pretty
great.
Cool.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to learn all kinds of stuff. So man, I can't wait to do it. It's 72 degrees down here right now. That's probably water temperature out of the chute, but you know, what the heck.
Typical fisherman.
Right.
Hey, I got plenty of stories. I'll have more stories. Mark, check in with me next Saturday. I'll have all kinds of stories because I got some new kayaks down here that some of the guys are interested in trying. Jackson is just an aggressive company into the bass fishing, and so they got some new product they sent me down there with. So if there's anybody in Kansas City, my goodness, Mark, you realize it took me from your studio, it took me 45 minutes to get here. That's it. Well, Zenith's close.
I know, and yeah, it's not close, far at all. Yeah, just go right down. This is 69. Yeah. Take down there. Uh-huh. Yeah. So where are you going to be set up today?
We're at the main, be at the main marina. If anybody, seriously, though, if anybody wants to come down and see what kayaking's all about, you can see some of the guys fishing. We'll be fishing till 2 or 3. I think the first place prize money is like $400 or $500. So,
sweet.
You know, hope somebody's going to take away some change here for
cool. Sure.
And yeah, and like I say, 15. I was surprised, you know, because it's kind of cool. It is cool. But kayak fishermen, can you hear me?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. We're doing fine.
Yeah, kayak fishermen are just absolutely diehards, and man, you can't believe how some of these rigs are equipped. They're just crazy, crazy.
Did the lake, did it get affected by these last rains? Is it up high? Do you know?
It looks high to me, Mark. I haven't been here for a few years, but yeah, the ramp looks good. So when this ramp looks good, that means the water's high.
Right.
Exactly.
This is one of the worst ramps I've ever seen, you know?
We're going to fix it.
Have you heard anything on the fishing?
No, I didn't do my darn research at all. I should have, but, you know, we got 15 guys out here that are going to be hitting it pretty hard, so we'll see how they're doing. There's a light wind, so good chop, so hopefully the fish will be moving. And the guys will make it over to the outlet if they need to. Even in a kayak, they'll go across this lake and make it over there. These are pretty sturdy kayaks.
What time are you going to be there if people would like to come down and take a ride in one of these fishing kayaks?
I'm going to be here until about 3 or 4 o'clock. 3 or 4 o'clock, and they can come down and jump on one. You know, Mark, I got that new Blue Sky unit. That's going to be the unit for most guys like me. You know, kind of chubby older guys, and it's a tandem. It's a tandem kayak, and man, it is rock solid. It's almost like fishing off of a small pontoon, except you can get in and out of the trees with it.
Wow, how cool!
Yeah, yeah. So I got one of those down here for people to drive.
Oh, it's awesome. Drive.
Don't have to even paddle it. Just drive away.
Wow, sounds great.
Good now.
Yeah, my
there,
cardiologist man. Suggested.
Good exercise. Yeah. All right, Joe. We'll have fun down there today. Hope the guys catch a bunch of fish. Give me a fishing report when you can.
I'll call you later tonight. Let you know how it goes.
Okay,
you.
Sounds good, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
All right. Thanks.
Hey, Joe. Real quick. Is anybody winterizing their boats yet?
Oh, absolutely. We're getting flooded, but we'll take all of them we can get. Absolutely. But, man, don't rush. We're going to get some new weather. Don't rush. But the inboard outboards are coming in like crazy, and the outboards will come in probably in about another 3 weeks. But, yeah, our prices are great. Just call Scott out there. Tell him you heard us on the radio. Tell him you heard from Mark, and you'll get a 10% discount.
Oh, sweet. Cool. Awesome. That's great. All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah, just use your name. Just use your name. 810 Radio, your name, whatever.
Appreciate that. All right. Very good.
All right, Joe.
Okay,
thank
Joe.
You.
Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
Be safe.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
What a nice guy.
Yeah. And those fishing kayaks, they're so cool. They've got so many options on them. And like you said, that tandem, that's just solid as a rock.
I saw the guys in them and Bob Brown hunting teal, the camouflage models.
Oh, yeah.
Man, they're
what a great
to
way
handle.
To get
they
in
got
and
out in the middle of the swamp. They went and retrieved their birds with them. I mean,
well, and all these city and county lakes that you've got over here around Missouri and Kansas. What a great way to fish them.
And start paying attention. You go down the road and you'll see so many kayaks down top pickup trucks.
It's really gaining
it's
in popularity.
It's really gaining momentum. It's the big thing. And that big tournament, there's 15 today. Next year, there'll be 30.
Yep.
In a year after that, it'll be big business on the deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the studio with us, we have Boyd Matz, who's given me one slight heart attack. I think I had a stroke. I'm not real sure. My speech is slowing down.
If you need mouth-to-mouth, Mark's in charge.
We need a drum
Sorry
roll.
About that.
We need a long drum roll because we have got a major, I guess I would consider this a major announcement in my shooting business, in my brain. What is this all about, Boyd?
Well, you all know who HSM is. If you don't, go on to the website and take a look.
Nice.
HSMammunition.com, and thanks for the drum roll. We've worked with a number of companies, and Sierra being one of our great partners. And on August the 1st, I believe it was August 1st, it could have been July 1st, they introduced an important addition to their bullet line. They've been used by reloaders for years. They're known for their extreme accuracy. And they brought out a tipped bullet, the plastic tip, which controls expansion and feeds through the guns with extraordinary reliability and outstanding performance.
Sure.
So right away, we looked at it. We got samples from them at HSM, and we started to load it. And not being surprised, just being pleased, the ammunition is just unbelievably accurate. And as you know, I've harped forever, we build accuracy.
Oh, boy.
You know, that's our business.
Yeah.
You know, ammunition's our product, but accuracy is our business. And that's where we're at. And so then comes the naming. Sierra has named their product Game Changer. That's the official Sierra name. So we thought about this and thought about this and talked with the employees and amongst ourselves and everything. And Nick Shealy, who's our plant manager, he said, how about Tipping Point? Well, we all thought about it, and gosh.
Wow.
What a
good.
It's catchy. It does make a difference. And it's kind of the thing that changes the performance in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
So we started loading it, and wow, Bill Campbell, the president of the company, he's involved with all the loading. And all of a sudden, we discovered that this stuff shoots as well as Sierra's match bullets.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
Now that's saying something.
Yeah, I mean, they've been the king of the match shooters for years and years.
Yeah.
There's other companies that we work with that do the same thing. Berger and our Trophy Gold is known for their long-range bullets. But this new Sierra bullet, combined with their 71 years of experience, HSM's 50 years of experience, and all of a sudden, we have a product that is just outstanding.
A Tipping Point.
Tipping Point.
You got a great
product. Exactly.
Yeah.
I will say that as of today, we've not had a chance other than ballistic gel to see the performance on actual game.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a number of people lined up to hunt with this. Myself, I'm going to use it this year in a 6.5 Creedmoor. In our 6.5 Creedmoor, we shot a group, Bill shot a group, with a fixture gun, and it's about quarter-inch group, 5 rounds at 100 yards.
That'll work.
But what was even more impressive, one of the guys in the shop has a 30 Gibbs. Now, a 30 Gibbs is a wildcat. It's a not six case. Change the shoulder angle on it, get a little bit more powder out of it. But he shot a group, sent it to us. It was a three-shot group with the 165-grain game changer at 100 yards, temperature 60 degrees Fahrenheit. It was done on October 3rd. And the group, center to center, measured, this is no lie, 0.14 minute of angle.
Wow.
Or half the bullet width.
Half the bullet width.
Half the bullet
That's
width
unreal.
For three shots. And he did a little overlay and showed us what he did. And he couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a custom gun. And he said it's always shot well, but he said it's never shot like this. So here we are. The ammunition is being built as I speak. We have not shipped any of the ammunition yet. We hope to ship it within the next 30 days to the likes of Cabela's Bass Pro, Midway, and your local dealer can find it with his distributors.
Sure.
So we're pretty excited about it all, and we think it's just going to be a history-making round as far as performance goes.
Well, I tell you what, that's almost as exciting as your gun. But I just, I guess we go back, and I got to shooting in low recoil, and we've talked about it for the last 3 or 4 or 5 weeks, but I guess maybe we should stop every once in a while. We got new listeners, especially today, a lot of guys going hunting. HSM, who are they? When did this start? When did it all go?
Well, it started 50 years ago. This is the 50th year in business. Bill and Catherine Campbell started this kind of like a basement operation. Started loading ammunition. Bill was obsessed with accuracy. And it just kind of grew. Demand grew. And they expanded. They got bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's where we're at today. We're located in Stevensville, Montana, which is about 25 miles outside of Missoula. Gorgeous big sky country.
Yeah, beautiful country.
Yeah. Have a great staff of people, automated and up to date. Our production is state-of-the-art, inspection state-of-the-art, and our product line is really expansive. You've looked at the catalog.
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. We make trophy gold, which we load with the Burger Bullet, which is just, you know, world-renowned accuracy, long-range performance. And at present time, we're the only company that's loading their hunting bullet. They do have match bullets. But their hunting bullet in our trophy gold has just been a big seller and a big performer. We use Sierra's Game King bullet, and now we're into the Sierra Game Changer and our tipping point. But plus the fact that we do center fire pistol, our cowboy loads, our bear loads, which is kind of misleading to some degree. The bear load was designed for somebody that has to shoot a bear, guides,
sure,
big users, big calibers, 45-70, 44 Magnum, 454 Casull, 500 Smith & Wesson. But a full line of ammunition, including some of the products like our little blue pill, which is a varmint load. And we've just evolved, but always with the key emphasis being on accuracy. The tipping point, like our low recoil, is going to be limited 243, 6mm, 6.5, 270, 7mm08, 7mag, 308, and 30-06, and 300 Win. We do the low recoil in about 7 calibers.
Mark's, great load.
Yeah, Mark's got pretty sensitive in his twilight years, yeah. So I brought him in a box of 30-06 low recoil.
Oh, really?
My son bought some.
He got some
at Bass Pro, and it was, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ago that we sighted in his 30-06. And when I first shot it, I know what it does, and I was just kind of grimacing, just waiting for that hammer to hit me, and I could not have been more surprised how much less recoil there is on these things. It's just amazing.
53% is what they advertise, and
correct,
the bigger the gun, the 30-06 or on up, the more it affects you. I mean, it's better.
Yeah.
And that's kind of strange.
And the most unique thing about it is we were able to develop these loads using regular size bullets.
Yeah.
In other words, we didn't go to small bullets to compensate,
yes,
or offset,
yes,
the recoil.
That's a big deal.
We're using 150 grain bullets.
Yeah.
And the bullet size that's compatible or most popular in each of the calibers.
You know, one thing I wanted to talk about before we get off air, this thing flies by so quick. The big thing right now, and I'm seeing this, and this is giggly time. These guys doing this cowboy action shooting.
Oh, yeah.
And HSM is one of the leading the way on that ammunition, too, aren't they?
We are. And the loads, and the thing about it, first of all, they're very competitive price-wise, number one.
Yeah, great.
And number two, they're a good practice load also. For the lack of a better term, they're loaded down. They're not maxed out loads with tremendous amount of recoil. And once again, we've tested them, and they're really, really accurate loads in your handguns.
Yeah.
And we have a variety of calibers, all the popular handgun calibers. And the cowboy action aspect of things is, you know, it's pretty popular.
It's unbelievable popular.
One of the biggest selling in cowboy action and in the bear loads that I spoke about just a few moments ago is 45-70. You know, there's about 7 states that used to have shotgun-only seasons.
Sure.
And now they've allowed what they call straight-wall cartridge rifles.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, 45-70 has just continued to grow in demand, and lever-action guns.
Yeah.
And become very, very popular.
Yeah, it's a good load.
Oh, it is. It's a great load.
It's pretty lethal. It's everything you're looking
lethal.
For.
And as I said, it's the guides carry the little lever action carbines. Every once in a while, I know your audience out there hears about it all the time, and I guess some people joke about it, but a bear is a nasty creature if he's hungry.
Well, sure.
Kind of like you, Fred.
Yeah, exactly. Not that mean.
I wouldn't want to get
he's
in your
not
way.
That, they're not that mean.
But, you know, when they're out there, and it was just recently that one of the guides was killed by the bear. The bear attacked the guide and the hunter.
Every year.
And that's why these guys carry these rifles in .45-70, because they will stop a bear.
Yeah. I tend to think, too, about home defense with that gun.
Absolutely. Perfect.
I mean, somebody, bad guy's coming to your front door. I don't want him in my house, and I know where he's going. He's going to go backwards.
And the nice thing about that is you don't necessarily have to shoot the bad guy, but I don't think the bad guy's going to stay there if you shoot through the door next to him.
Yeah, exactly. If you even miss him, the recoil off the thing will scare the bejeevers out of him.
That's exactly right.
What the hey? I tell you what, great company. I'm so tickled that we're involved with you guys.
Likewise.
And it's just... And I've got my buddies now. What I didn't think, they're all in their late 60s, early 70s, and they're pretty well set in their ways. Now they're shooting HSM. I brought the first bunch down there with them. They circled me like a vulture. They wanted that brass because I don't reload. They said their brass is better.
Now, we do. And for those of you out there in Missouri that are listening, we're a big user of Starline Brass.
Yeah.
Starline Brass is located in Sedalia, Missouri.
Sure are.
Marvelous.
Didn't I know that.
Marvelous
big
facility.
Missouri company, yeah.
And the real interesting part is, next door to Starline Brass is Sierra Bullets.
Wow, that's true.
I've walked between the two operations.
Yeah.
And they're, for the lack of a better term, they're local people.
Yeah, exactly, really.
And been there for years.
Yeah.
But Robert Hayden, who runs Starline, Robbie, just does a great job, expanded the caliber line in brass. For the longest time, they were somewhat limited in the different brasses that they did. But they continue to expand, and obviously Sierra with the Game Changer and us with the Tipping Point, it's kind of a local thing.
We're about out of time. I got a question to ask you.
Go ahead.
Big bore rifles on the decline. And the reason I say that is because the development of the bullets now are so much superior than what we shot as a kid. I mean, there's no use. And what I'm saying is there's just not much use. We're about out of time. But is this no use to having that big bore? Because a smaller bore rifle will,
do Creedmoor, the 6mm Creedmoor, we don't know where it's going yet, but it's come along nicely. Just like Mark and like myself, I admit it, I have a couple of Magnum rifles, but I don't like to be beat up with them.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And the small rifles, the 243s, the 6.5s, much more pleasant recoil, even in the standard loads, not just in the low recoil, but in the standard loads. And their effective killing range is just as good as most of the high-powered rifles.
You know, we've been around the industry long. A lot of guns have come and gone. Short Magnum, da-da-da-da, everything was here. I think a 6.5 is for real.
It is.
I think it's going
to
be around.
It's continuing to grow, and the gun manufacturers have driven this also by making more guns.
Well, boy, it's an honor for you guys to come in here. I mean that. And you see the guys from HSM, tip the hat to them. They're doing a great job out there. Mark, you going fishing today?
I am. I'm going to head down to Lake of the Ozarks in just a couple of minutes.
Going to fish deep or shallow?
Shallow,
right up on the bank.
The white bass will be right up on the bank, 1-2 foot deep, and the crappie, 3-4 foot deep.
Tell Boyd I'm not going to speak to him the rest of the day, if you would.
I think he knows.
Do you
that.
Fish with a net, Mark? Or do you...
No, that's my wife. Her name is Annette. She usually stays
we
home.
We got to go for the. Oh, God. We got to go for this week. The next time we see you, I hope we see you in a great outdoors.
Have a great week. So long,
Take
everybody.
Care. Thank you.